Jury finds that Bill Cosby sexually assaulted woman in 1972 and awards her nearly $60 million. Los Angeles. A civil jury in California found Monday that Bill Cosby was liable for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman in 1972 and awarded her $59.25 million. After a nearly two-week trial in Santa Monica, jurors found Cosby, 88, liable for the sexual battery and assault of Donna Motzinger. They awarded her $17.5 million in past damages and $1.75 million for future damages, including mental suffering, loss of enjoyment of life, inconvenience, grief, anxiety, humiliation, and emotional distress. Then, in a second phase of the trial Monday afternoon, they awarded an additional $40 million in punitive damages. Cosby's attorney, Jennifer Bongean, said in an email after the initial award earlier Monday that they are disappointed and fully intend to appeal the verdict. She did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the punitive damages. Deliberations lasted about 2 days. The decision came nearly 5 years after Cosby was freed from prison in Pennsylvania when the state Supreme Court threw out a criminal conviction based on similar allegations. He has settled some similar lawsuits and has been ordered to pay in others, but Monday's award is likely the most he has had to pay in a case. This verdict is not just about me. It's about finally being heard and holding Mr. Cosby accountable, Motzinger said in a statement. I have carried the weight of what happened to me for more than 50 years. It never goes away. Today, a jury saw the truth and held him accountable. That means everything. I hope this gives strength to other survivors who are still waiting for their moment to be heard. Motzinger had been a server at a restaurant in Sausalito near San Francisco who said in her lawsuit, filed in 2023, that Cosby had invited her to his stand-up comedy show at a theater in nearby San Carlos. Both were in their 30s at the time. She said Cosby gave her wine and two pills that she believed were aspirin, and that she was going in and out of consciousness as two men put her in a limousine. She woke up in her house with all her clothes off, except her underwear on, no top, no bra and no pants, the lawsuit said. She knew she had been drugged and raped by Bill Cosby. In court filings, Cosby's lawyers argued that the allegations rested almost entirely on speculation and assumption, saying Motzinger freely admits that she has no idea what happened. Motzinger's lawsuit moved with surprising quickness through the California courts, taking just 2.5 years from filing until verdict while other lawsuits against him stalled. We are grateful to the jury for their careful attention to the evidence and to Ms. Motzinger for the extraordinary courage it took to come forward, said Jesse Creed, one of her attorneys from the Painish Shea Ravaputty law firm that represented her. Cosby did not testify at the trial, whose witnesses included Andrea Constand, the Temple University sports administrator. He was convicted of sexually assaulting in a Pennsylvania criminal court in 2018. The state's Supreme Court threw out the verdict and Cosby was freed from prison after serving nearly 3 years of a 3- to 10-year sentence. Motzinger first made her allegations anonymously in a 2005 lawsuit filed by Constan. The Associated Press does not typically name people who say they have been sexually abused unless they come forward publicly and consent to be named, as Constan and Motzinger have. In 2022, a jury in Santa Monica awarded $500,000 to a woman who said Cosby sexually assaulted her at the Playboy Mansion when she was a teenager in 1975. Motzinger's lawsuit echoed allegations of rape, sexual assault, and sexual harassment made by at least 60 women against Cosby, all of which he has denied. The former stand-up comedy and television superstar, once widely known as America's Dad, became the first celebrity tried and convicted in the Me Too era before his conviction was permanently thrown out when appeals court found he gave incriminating testimony in a deposition only after believing he had immunity from prosecution. By Andrew Dalton,